The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
You may not know his name, you might not recognise his voice, but you will almost certainly be familiar with actor John Finn's face. He's one of those fine character actors who has had many roles, but is rarely in the centre of the limelight. Nevertheless, there's no arguing with his pedigree. He's appeared in countless feature films and had recurring roles in major US dramas of the 90s like Dawson's Creek, NYPD Blue and The X-Files. More recently, he popped up in the political thriller Homeland after taking the lead in a 7-year stint on the gritty crime drama Cold Case, where he played Lieutenant John Stillman.
It's about Alyssa, Scotty.
Is she in trouble?
They found her this morning in the Schuylkill.
Found her?
Yeah, it looks like she jumped.
Father. What is that care at the vehicle today now that mentioned a heart the grind the horn the mail?
John Finn's career has taken an interesting turn now.
Yes, there ma. A mach, yeah.
For his role in T.G. Carr's new 5-part thriller on Bruntness, Finn has had to learn Irish, a pursuit not for the faint-hearted. John Finn, tough Altero.
Thank you very much. Gormagat.
Kunasata Kursi.
Tommy Gomai, Augustin.
Goma. John, tell us something about your life and times. I suppose you're born and bred in the States, but of Irish descent.
Yeah, I was born in the Bronx, John. My grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side were born in Ireland, and on my father's side, his grandparents were born in Ireland. So my mother's father, John Malone, is from Croisín, County Clare, and my grandmother, Julia O'Loughlin, is from Moneygall.
I see, a place where Barack Obama.
That's right, I think we might
ancestors.
Be related. We have the same ears, I think.
Yeah, no messing around, yeah. Yeah. And before we get into your T.G. Carr role, tell us a bit about your film and TV career. Did you go straight into acting from school?
No, I was very straight. I've been very fortunate, John, in that I came from a completely different world. I went into the American military very young at 17, and then I did 4 years in the Navy and then got out, and I sailed another 4 years as a merchant seaman, private shipping. In a roundabout way, I was finding out about Irish culture in New York, and I ran into some fellows who were working at the Irish Arts Center, which was kind of in the 70s was the place where Irish culture focused, music, dance, language, and theater. And I went over work, got involved with them basically because it was a volunteer place where the culture was intense, and I was building sets and painting sets and taking tickets and doing anything that was, you know, patching the roof when the
general's dog's yeah. buddy.
And from there, I somehow wandered onto stage. I was bitten by it. I did go back to sea after that, but I came back, and so it was ironic that it was in my through looking for my Irish culture somehow in New York that I got onto the theater.
How so?
Well, I think I often joke saying I couldn't spell theater when I started because I had no intention of, I had no idea that that world was there. I went from high school right to the Navy and had been around the world and lived in a different environment than the arts. But I knew when I went in boot camp in the Navy in Chicago, I was called the Mick from New York. As I began to investigate my heritage, as it were, theater was one of the first things that came about.
And when did you first encounter the Irish language?
Well, my grandparents had it in the Bronx, and I would come into the kitchen as a young boy, and I'd hear them speaking, and they would stop, not because they were ashamed or embarrassed, just because they knew I didn't have it. So I was aware of it as being something very magical, very mysterious. But in 95, I went up to Eddisgale in Glencolum Kill and started to do a week class there, and then 2 weeks, and the next year 3 weeks, that kind of thing. So, but all it taught me was how much I didn't know. I can say things from Kje Maratatu to Fuinagar the Atasha Show, which is from on Brontanus, but the range in between is escapes me. But I'm still learning. You know? I have a bit of it.
And when it came to playing the role then, were you a little bit intimidated by the notion that it was a role Trí Gaeilge?
I'm not intimidated as much as wanting to try and get it right, you know. We would restructure a lot of the dialogue to make it more accessible to the way I was thinking about it. But Tom Collins and Kieran O'Coffey also set up the character to cover a multitude of sins that I might have, which would, in accent and gloss, and by saying that my character was born in Ireland, went to New York, and then came back to Ireland after 20-some years or something.
So it's excusable that he wouldn't have wonderful Irish, is that it? Yeah. And tell me about your role in Anbrunthanas.
I play Sean O'Green, who's the local constable in this mystical town. And
in Connemara.
In Connemara. And his son is also in the police force. And there's a bit of friction, father-son friction, as well as local friction. So it's a character, from my character's point of view, it's trying to reconnect with a son who is alienated from him, you know, who technically is in a more superior position in the police department, in the guard.
And I wonder, how did filming in Connemara compare to filming on the mean streets of New York?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was in the service, I was down in Antarctica for 6 months at a time, and February in Roundstone is colder.
Where were you again?
Antarctica, for 6 months. But we shot the Anbrunthanas.
And that's during your military duty, was it?
It actually was during the military, yeah.
That you were in Antarctica?
Yeah, for 6 months at a time.
So Connemara is colder.
Well, Roundstone is colder.
Roundstone is colder,
So, at any rate, it was wonderful, but it was cold.
Yeah.
And one of the best parts about it was Kean the butler and his crew using Irish practically. You know, move the camera to the left, or I want this, dolly me back this way, or whatever. It all Ascuela, you know, which to me was fantastic, to see the language, to hear the language used.
Yes.
Not in a romantic or idealistic way, but in a practical way.
Yeah. And is this the start of a new line for you that you're going to do?
I think I'd be shot, because there's too many Irish actors who are better than I am who are not working at the moment.
You get thrown out of the country. That's what
they don't need a punk on to come over here and take the work, you know.
Yeah. So, and just tell us about some of those roles you played in Cold Case and Easy Streets.
I always fly under the radar, I think. I don't like being the center of attention, which is kind of ironic for the business that we're in. But the characters that I played somehow relate to something in my life, you know. The police department. My father was a cop, but he was primarily a fireman after the police department, and my grandfather was a fireman. So civil service, I relate to. Being a New Yorker, I certainly am aware of politics and law and order as they play out in New York. So that's a very potent mix, you know. So a lot of times roles like that come my way.
And have you been able to make a good living out of acting?
I have, thank God. I've been very lucky. Of course, you know, there's 330 million people in America, so there's a huge potential for work there for a journeyman as myself, you know, character actor.
But don't do yourself down.
A journeyman.
Yes.
All right, I'm an expert.
You're an expert in these roles. And John, in addition to obviously starring in Anbrunthanas, what else are you doing at the moment?
I'm back in New York on Sunday, and I'll be there's so much episodic television work that's being done in New York now. New York has taken a tremendous amount of the work from Los Angeles.
Why?
Which is the unions have learned to compromise a bit. So New York used to be terribly expensive to shoot because of locations and unions, but they've all made compromises, and the work has started to really come back to New York. So Los Angeles is really suffering because of it, and California just did a huge $400 million tax credit to try and
bring some of the work back.
Yeah. So New York is burgeoning. I mean,
so the trade unions are compromising, in other words.
They have compromised, but now they're built back up because the money is flowing again. So they're getting some of it
back. It's a catch-22 situation now. If the work comes and more of it comes, everybody is doing well, and the trade union movement probably reckon, hey, we better get a bigger slice of this.
We helped you bring the work back, and now you're making more money, so give us peace. So that is what happens. And that's New York. So New York is really hopping.
Anbrunthanas airs on TG Car Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. John Finn, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the work here, August Fresh, in the United States.
Go to Mil Maga, John. Thank you.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.